James, are you ready to jump back into the spacewalk?
Ready as ever.
We're approaching Venus.
Yes, we've reached Venus. It's another trek away from Mercury. We've upgraded from chickpea to grape. This thing is maybe a centimeter across. So one interesting fact about these planets, because this entire solar system is to scale, when you stand at the distance of the planets and look back towards the sun is the same size, physical angular size, as it would actually look on that planet. When you look at the sun from Venus, that's how big the sun would be in the Venus sky.
Wow.
So it's, yeah, about twice as big as it appears from Earth.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it's really hot and sunny here today. So when we get to Earth on our next little bit of the trek, we'll have to have a look and give it a bit of a comparison.
Yeah, exactly. Well, without looking directly at the sun, of course.
I have got my sunglasses on, but even I'm not that brave.
Exactly.
Well, let's head to Earth. Venus, it's been nice knowing you. We're on our way. The moon! We found the moon.
We have arrived home.
Well, nearly home. We've got a little pit stop first at the moon. Moon is pea size as well.
Moon is pea size, yeah, and Earth is more cherry tomato size, maybe a bit smaller, grape size. Earth and Venus are actually very, very similar sizes.
Yeah, are they sister planets? Is that what they get called?
Yeah, you can think of the Earth and Venus as sort of sister planets. Maybe Venus is Earth's evil twin, right? Because of its horrible climate and its sulfuric acid rain. It's sort of like looking in a dark mirror or something.
So if we turn back now and look towards the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if we look towards the sun is the same size as it appears in our sky. And there's actually a really nice trick you can do.
Oh, I love a trick.
So because the entire thing is to scale, if you put your eye level with where the Earth is, you can create an eclipse.
Oh, yeah. I can just see the spikes, and it's like a total eclipse.
It perfectly eclipses the disk of the sun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an actual like spot-on match. Yeah. That is fab. So you got your own little eclipse here as well.
Yeah, exactly. Eclipses won't be around forever as well, because the moon is actually getting further away from the Earth.
Why is that?
Because it's losing energy. So if you think about tidal energy, right, the moon raises and lowers the tides. We can get energy out of that to drive our renewable energy. But that energy has to come from somewhere. And so that energy in the tides, we're basically stealing it from the moon's orbit. And so the moon loses energy and moves away from the Earth. It moves away at around the speed that your fingernails grow, about a couple of centimetres per year. But that means way back in the past, the moon would be much bigger in the sky and would have completely blocked the sun, and you wouldn't get any night eclipses. And, you know, 500 million years in the future, the moon would have moved so far away, it would be smaller than the sun, and you won't get eclipses anymore. So we are living at the right cosmic time to see these eclipses.
Like a very special time to be alive, because we get to see the eclipse.
Yeah, exactly. We're very lucky. I find it interesting that Earth is the only planet that was named before we knew it was a planet. Right, so all of the other planets in the sky, I guess we named them before we knew they were planets, but they were named after gods, right? Because the ancient Greeks and the Romans looked in the sky and knew that they were special, and so they named them after their gods. Earth is named after just dirt, right? I sometimes feel we should name it something a bit more poetic than dirt. We should name it Gaia or something. That'd be quite nice.
Oh, that's a good one. Gaia. Yeah, something, yeah, like you said, you've got Mercury, you've got Mars, Jupiter.
All these very majestic names, Jupiter, Saturn, then mud.
I've never thought of that. Our planet is literally called mud. So we've got Mars here. This looks like gooseberries? What are the little ones?
Like a red currant?
A red currant. It's Christmas time. That's what I'm thinking of, Christmas.
I'm glad we're ending at Mars. I feel like we're running out of small foods to name these planets.
In terms of science and research, what is something interesting that's going on about Mars at the minute?
There's a Mars rover called Perseverance, which is busy exploring the Jezero crater. It's the remains of a dried up lake on Mars, and is looking for any signs of ancient life. Because in terms of habitable planets, Mars a few billion years ago was pretty spot on.
Matt, I'm going to leave you on Mars, or you might float back to the sun. And I'm going to keep walking through space.
Amazing. Well, this has been really fun. I've enjoyed walking the solar system with you.
It's been brilliant. And now I must traverse the rest alone. Never know who I'll find on my way.
I believe in you.
Thank you. Thank you very much to my space guide extraordinaire, Matt Bothwell from the University of Cambridge.